For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is Panther Preview with Beverly football head coach Jeff Hutton, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. Coach, the season is winding down, and time is coming up short to get yourselves in the win column. You've got four games left overall. One last one with Swanson coming up this weekend, and then the two pickup games,
consolation
games. Okay, and then Thanksgiving with Salem, which is always a water medal. You throw out the records as they say in that particular game, because that's a full pride game. What are you looking at in terms of Swampscott this year?
Well, I think we talk about, you know, we made some progress last week. Like we actually moved the ball a little bit against a really, really talented Marblehead team. And we did some good things on defense. You know, obviously not enough if you give up 41 points. And, you know, I think some of their athleticism shined versus ours. You know, I think they got some really good athletes over there, and we've got some guys who are still figuring it out. But we didn't quit. We played hard the whole game, and that was something that we had really tried to emphasize in practice last week, because I don't think we played more than 3 minutes of the Danvers game, if that's being very generous, you know. So I think our guys responded well to being challenged. They showed up ready to play, and, you know, sometimes you do your best, but the other team's a little bit more talented. But we were able to take positives from that game, and we just are trying to build on some of those small things. You know, like you said, if we can get some momentum going into the consolation games, you know, sneak a couple wins here or there, play teams that are in a similar situation as us, and, you know, get us to Thanksgiving on a win streak, and you never know what can happen.
Swanscott's up and down this year in many ways. Good early in the season, tough times of late. How have the kids responded during the practices this week for you? Again, 2 weeks in a row, losing by 41-0 scores. But I'm sure you guys have accentuated all those positives that you saw this last week in getting them ready to mentally go and play Swampscott.
Yeah, well, no matter what their talent level is, whatever it's perceived, they got great coaches over there who know what they're doing. They've been doing it for a long time, and they've got continuity. That staff has been together, you know, since Dembowski was there. They're all his assistants, so it's same thing, you know. And they know how to get the most out of their players. They pride themselves on being the little dog in the big dog fight, and they've done really well. And they got some really good athletes. The running back's great. You know, they got the Ferragamo, the number six. Yeah. So he missed most of the year last year, and he's back, and it looks like he's finally getting comfortable, and you know, it doesn't look like there was an injury, so he's tough to defend. The Elijah Burns kid, I think I'm saying his name right, and, you know, number one and number three, those guys run hard. And then we watched the tape the other day, and I was showing against Bishop Fenwick. There was a play where they were trying to run a wide receiver screen, Bishop Fenwick was, and their safety came down and hit the receiver so hard he went parallel. And I was like, look, you know, whatever the record is or whatever you think it is, they're going to hit you. Like, you better be ready. And I think we've had, even when I was here before, like, that was always a great battle. We had some really good games against Swampscott, and I don't see why it wouldn't be the same.
You know, I get back to the point in the olden days, and it just makes you miss the old setup of the leagues around the state, the traditional rivalries. Every year, every week, you pointed to that game because there was a memory of one player or another or the coaches about something that happened in the near past or in the distant past that made that particular game on the schedule special to them. And whether it's family in one town or another, there were so many crossover reasons that gave meaning to every single week's football games.
Yeah, and I think that's the one complaint that I think a lot of coaches and communities have with this new playoff setup. And there's, you know, there's a buzz on trying to change it to go back to a 10-game schedule, you know, then have three playoff games, so only six teams would make it. But I think you would get, like, a much better representation, right, instead of 16, or maybe it's 8. I can't remember the exact number. I just got the email the other day. But then your league would matter. And then Thanksgiving would matter because your playoffs wouldn't start till after Thanksgiving, you know. So the league titles could be decided on that day. And, you know, then there aren't consolation games. So there aren't these games that, for some teams, you know, guys like us who are wanting to play them because we want to win. We need to build momentum. But, you know, I've known coaches that are on the other side of the coin where their kids, if they're not in the playoffs, they're already moving on to basketball or wrestling. So it's mentally tough to try to get those kids excited. So I think, you know, I'd love to have something like that where we get it back. Because like we just mentioned, having those games against Swampscott. And there were some battles in Gloucester, you know. Like we talked about it off camera the other day. Is that game up there when we were 8-1 and Gloucester was 9-1. And that was just an unbelievable high school game to either be a part of or just to watch it.
Yeah, it really was. For the in terms of your offense and your defense, as we wind it down, who have been some of the guys that have stood out for you? Not always easy finding the pluses and the minuses, but who are some guys that have their effort has shown out, their commitment to the team has shown?
Well, Marcelo Pinto is our running back, and when you don't have much else working, you got to give the ball to somebody. And defenses know he's getting it, yet he still finds ways to get yards. He was close to 70, 80 yards last week, you know, knowing that he was getting the ball 15, 16 times. And just to be able to keep carrying the ball and pounding, he's, you know, if we could just get something else going, his runs would be more productive, a lot longer, because he's got big legs, he runs hard. And after, you know, a while of trying to tackle a 190, 195-pound kid, it wears on you. It's just that we haven't developed enough extra to kind of take the emphasis off of him. But he would be the one guy I would say that, like, you know, if we were giving out an all-star award or a player, he'd be it for our team right now. Defensively, you know, we got Matt Sopp. I think as an outside linebacker, he's been fantastic for us. You know, for a guy who was a spot starter on defense and played receiver for us last year to come in and really be a two-way starter and shine on defense. He's really been one of our bright spots.
You know, one of the tough things is those are two guys that have really shown out for you. And in the aftermath at the coaches' meeting at the end of the year, where you put the league all-stars, guys like that, and their efforts really don't get recognition that they deserve.
No, but coaches can see, like, they can look past the record and they know, like, if you have to game plan to make sure you know where a guy is, like, that's an all-star. Like, if you know that I've got to make sure we account for this guy, or if we don't do this, this guy can do that, that's an all-star caliber kid. And I think those two guys can be that.
Okay.
Or should be that.
All right, Coach, look forward to talking to you after the Swampscott game, get some thoughts on that particular effort. And good luck in the next couple of days. Right. It's getting chilly. Will you come?
Thank you.
Okay, Coach.